Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association, Chestnut Radio Club Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Alrighty, good answer. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the TechNet. This net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.955 MHz. The 2-meter repeat of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, located in Alpine, New Jersey. This net is a conversation about amateur radio. It's basically about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, the underlying science and technology that supports our wonderful hobby. It's what we do with our hobby, who we serve, things we pursue, things we've done, things we aspire to do, things we want to do again, and of course, things we never want to do again. So feel free to bring up whatever. This net is checked. We check in a little differently, in that we have our call sign, our name, and we indicate whether you have a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item. Some combination of those things or none of the above. You might ask, why would we care about none of the above? Well, because we like to focus the net on your interests, and if we don't know you're there, we can't do that. Plus, we may actually need to call on you as a resource. So, even if you're a new ham, you might find yourself a resource. We're coming up on a VHF contest a week from Saturday, and of course, the field day 2 weeks after that. So, things are, a week from Saturday is VHF contest, pardon me, and then 2 weeks after that is field day. So pretty exciting stuff coming about. So let's get on with the net. Stations whose call signs begin with the letter Kilo, please call K2BAR.
K2BAR. K2TRW. Good evening. It's Kai, and I have none of the above.
Thank you, Kai. Any other Kilos? Okay, Alphas. Radio, how about Novembers?
Hello, Gordon, this is David, N8MAR.
Good evening, David. What are your intentions?
Sorry, no questions, no comments.
Thank you, David. Okay, welcome. Any other Novembers? Alrighty, let's move on. Any whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, Sierra Echo, P and Pearl River, and just listening.
Okay, three-way collision there. Jim, WA2UMP, I got you. WA2ISC, I got you. Bob, what are your intentions?
Oh, just a quick question.
Okay, Jim. Okay, Bob, we'll get your question in due time. No problem whatsoever. And I think we might have had a November in there. Go ahead. The station might have come in on Echo and Keith in.
This is N2OEL. No questions, no comments, no for sale.
Hey, Noel, gotcha. Very good, welcome. All right, any other whiskeys?
W2JEK, Don with a comment.
Very good, Don. I'm kind of curious as to what the results were from Saturday's exercise at the Barraham Fest. That would have been very good to know. When you report in. Alrighty, any other whiskeys?
Whiskey 2, Tango, Uniform, Chris, and I'm just listening.
Chris, I have you. Very good. Who's the issue double, Chris?
WE2R, just listening.
Evening, Charlie. Got you covered. Whiskeys.
Gordon W2PDQ.
Richard, good evening. Hope you're well. And what are your intentions, sir?
Gordon, if somebody could go explain EMR for me, that'd be a pleasure.
Aha! I think that can be arranged. That should not be too hard to accomplish. Kai, you're the man for that, so we'll come back to you for that when the time comes. Very good. Alrighty. Any other whiskeys? Okay, any station, any call sign. Alrighty, let's get to it. W2JEK, Don, go right ahead. K2BAR.
K2BAR and the net, W2JEK, good evening, everybody. Well, first I'll start out with the test session we had on Saturday the 28th at the Hamfest. We had 15 applicants. And the end result is we had 7 new hams, 7 technicians, passed the technician test. And we also had 2 general class licensees upgrade to extra. And we had a couple people tried the general, did not make it. A couple other people tried tech, didn't make it. But I say all in all, it was a good test session. One thing I have to say here, though, if you have an FRN number from GROL or commercial radio equipment or whatever, and you're coming to a ham fest or any test session, you will need that FRN number. Some people have already getting in advance without ever having an FRN number. They do this because they don't want to give me the social security number. But the main thing is that if you have an FRN number, even though it's a long time ago, you still have to bring that, because otherwise the computer's going to go blink when you send in your social security number again. We eliminate that by finding out. I had to send an email to a fellow that didn't have his FRN number with him. Also, penmanship. I've had a couple instances here again where penmanship, we had email addresses were not legible enough. I required a couple phone calls about that. So remember, although this world is supposedly has a paperless environment, we are still using paper, and we have to write on paper so that the guy over in Connecticut can read it. So what he sends down to the FCC in Gettysburg will fly when it gets there. And our next test session, let me drop it. Our next test session will be at the high school on Friday, June 17th at 7 p.m. And that'll be in classroom 123. And if you are coming, bring your license if you have one. Or if you don't have a license, you'll need a social security number, or in advance you can get an FRN number. If you don't already have one. Also, you need an ID with a photo on it and your name on it. Your driver's license is usually fine with a photo on it, or a passport, or 2 forms of non-photo ID. And the test fee is still $15. It would be appreciated if you had $15 in exact change. We had a lot of $20 bills this last time. And it causes a problem after a while. 1 or 2, but I think we had about 6 or 7. And another thing is that if you want to use a calculator, it's fine. The memory has to be empty, and the iPhones, cell phones, or other devices cannot be used as a calculator. And let me do it one more time. Anybody that has a technician license dated before March 21st, 1987, can do a paper referral. Just appear with your information at a VE session. People whose general, advanced, or extra class licenses have expired beyond the 2-year grace period could get back into the game by passing the current technician exam generals will get another credit for another general license. Advanced classes will not be, get another advanced license, but they will get a general class license. And the extra class will get an extra class license. Back to net, W2JK.
Very good, Don. That's exciting stuff. So anybody have any updates for Don or questions for Don? Hey, Don, when is your next scheduled test session? September?
June, this coming June. It's March, June 17th. This is the weekend between after the VHF contest and before field day. It's the weekend in between. It's the Friday night of that weekend in between VHF contest and the field day. Over.
So if anybody comes to that session to get their ticket, the chances of their having their license on field day morning are about even odds, aren't they?
It might be. It depends on how busy they are up at the VEC there. And the thing is, I mail this stuff in. I would mail that in on a Monday. They would get it on Wednesday. They might get it on Friday. You would get it. You could get an email, but how long it would take. Usually I expect it the Monday or Tuesday following. Anybody that's going for the extra class, whether it's my test session in June or any other test session in the area, if you've been studying for it using the current study guides, please do your study and get to a test session and pass it. Because after July 1st, there's going to be a new question pool. You're going to have to start studying all over again. Back to net, W2JK.
That's for which license class again?
Extra, the extra.
Okay. So there you go. And then you've got 2 years, 2 years from this June, for the technician pool to expire, be changed. So next June, nothing changes. The following June, technicians change. So it would not be until June of 2018 that the current technician pool would expire. So there you go, everybody. Any questions? All right. Anything else, Tom?
No, I think I just about covered everything, Gordon. Thank you very much. Back to net, W2JK.
Okie dokie. All righty. Let's see, our next person was, I did write it down. Our next person was Bob with a question.
W-A-2-I-S-E, hi Gordon, I was wondering if you ever were able to connect to my node. You said that you might be have a chance to try at some point, over.
I have not had a chance to slap a node on the car. I wished I did, Bob, but it's been a little hectic here, so a thousand apologies, but has anyone actually checked the line of sight path between the two of us to see whether or not, at least on paper, it works?
Connected, N2OEL.
Pardon? According to that website from that Canadian ham, it looks like we should be able to see each other, but I don't think it takes into account trees. Over.
Well, that's still heartwarming. So maybe one evening I'll go up on the tower and take a tablet up on the roof and start banging it around and see if I can swing it toward you, because I have a rocket dish here that I should be able to position in such a way. In fact, I think it's on the west leg of the tower, so I should be able to swing it around toward your direction and make a go of it. But what I want to do is I want to draw the line of sight map, actually using Google Earth, and actually see what the direction looks like. There's actually a way to set a compass bearing, draw a line, and then get the view of what you should see from one end to the other on that bearing. So that's how we aim stuff at Fairlawn. It worked out very well.
Okay, I have my node on channel minus 2 and a setting of 5 megahertz bandwidth. I believe that's what's recommended for that channel. Over.
Yep, that'll work fine. It's just the only way to reasonably do this is to go up on the roof, probably in early evening one night when it's, you know, not dark, but reasonable. Use a tablet to go into one of my wireless access points and just start trimming the location until I get it right, you know?
Okay. Yeah, it's like you should be able to find my location. It's when you look up my call sign in the FCC database. It's right at the intersection of Oradell and Summit, that blinker light. Over.
Oh, I know where it is. Not a worry. All right. Oh, that's great stuff. That's great stuff. We might actually get a couple other guys active. Brian W2BSS is in Dumont's interested in getting online as well. So if that happens, we might even get Kai online, who's just a little further north in Dumont. Who knows?
We might do something. Anyway, K2BIR, WA2IC.
Very good. Thank you very much, Bob. All right. Speaking of Kai, hope you're listening. Richard has a question, so let's get Richard's question and see if maybe Kai can help with it, because I suspect it's a Kai kind of question. W2PDQ, K2BAR.
This is W2PDQ. Yeah, Gordon, I'm just interested. I looked at one of my favorite little look-up things, Bricolore on ham radio, and he's talking about DMR repeaters, and I have no idea what DMR is, and I see a couple handholds. I see Fairlawn on VHF has got DMR capable, and there's a couple of 441s. Is it worth it to get a DMR HT?
I'm a light user of DMR, but the guys who use it enjoy the fact that they can, as long as they get access to a repeater, they can get involved in talk groups that might be networked all over. They find that to be amusing, and also when a particular area has light activity, the fact that you have regional or national coverage kind of gets people going and gets people communicating with somebody. So on that note, let me hand it over to K2TRW, K2B Air.
K2TRW. Go ahead, Gordon.
So why don't you give a little soliloquy about DMR?
Okay. I'm not sure what more information that I can provide, but I can give a example. Last weekend, I was I went to my nephew's graduation down at University of Delaware. We drove from here all the way down to Delaware and through via the turnpike, and on our way back we came up through I-95 through Philadelphia and up to the Flemington, New Jersey area before returning to Dumont. and that other than this one small hole going down on the New Jersey Turnpike, we had pretty much continuous DMR coverage, and we were able to talk to folks regionally and also on North America. And what DMR sounds like is, if you can think of, if everyone were on Echolink, that's what everybody sounds like. So whether you were S2 or S9, everybody sounds like S9, but when you go below S2, you just drop out. I hope I've answered the question. Back net, K2JW.
Alrighty, so these repeaters may or may not be networked. Your experience over the weekend was basically with networked repeaters, but there are a number of non-networked repeaters, and one of them is the one Barra runs, and another one the one that Fairlawn runs. But they're still pretty cool, nonetheless. Richard, did you want to say more?
Late check-in.
Ed?
N2JDH, and I've been listening.
I didn't know that it was like a network nationwide. I just saw this thing on Bricolore with a tactical DMR repeater, and I go, I don't understand this at all.
Okay, Andre, go ahead.
Hey, sorry about that, Gordon. Yeah, I was just going to be in listening mode, but I do have a comment on DMR when there's a chance.
This was your chance. Go ahead.
All right. So, pretty much, the gentleman is asking about DMR. I just got into DMR, and I bought a HT, a UHF HT. I haven't had many contacts, but I've been able to get in touch with people in Utah and Texas. And like the other gentleman said, if you're between an S2 and an S9, you're pretty much an S9. And if you're below an S2, you drop out. That's pretty much how it is. It's pretty much a good way to get into DMR is pretty much if you have a couple of people that's on the same repeater that you can use. There is a net if you ever get a chance to listen to one.
Okay, very good. Yeah, there are all kinds of nets, actually. Very good. Anything you want to add, Kai?
Yeah, it's K2JW. I just want to add that in addition to the UHF repeater in Fairlawn and the one VHF repeater in Fairlawn and two UHF repeaters, one in Paramus and the other on Franklin Lakes, there's also another standalone that I'm aware of. It is located in Valhalla that is run by WECA. That's also a standalone DMR repeater. Also does analog. Back to Ned.
WA2UMP also with a comment.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, if I could just add a little bit to it from the practical standpoint. In DMR, there's two time slots. On each time slot, you have one or more talk groups. My favorite talk group is the Tri-State, and that's on a local repeater system that's here. And that involves about 30-some-odd repeaters linked across the New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, hence Tri-State. And the beauty of having that many repeaters linked is that there's usually always someone to talk to without it getting too crowded. The other thing I like about DMR, it's hierarchical, and I'll explain what that means. Let me let it drop, and I'll explain what that means. Geographically, it's set up from a hierarchical standpoint, meaning that you have a local talk group, then you have Tri-State, you have Northeast, and then you have U.S., and then you have Worldwide. So you can go up the hierarchy depending on how far away you want to talk to people. typically time slot 2 is dedicated locally to Tri-State, meaning that's the only talk group on it and it's not interrupted. On the first time slot, on the N2JTI repeater, which is local, you have the other talk groups, and that involves like Northeast, North America, and some of the other regional groups, along with Worldwide. And there's TAC 310 and TAC 311 talk groups, which are minimize the repeaters in between, meaning if I'm talking to somebody in Texas, we won't stay on North America and tie up all the repeaters on this part of the hemisphere. Instead, we can switch to TAC 310, and that'll just be, hopefully it'll minimize the repeaters, just my local repeater and the guy in Texas, his local repeater. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. Doesn't cost you much money at all to get involved in, for anywhere from $110 up, and you're on the air. Back to net control.
Good to know. Very good to know. Anybody else have any thoughts? Alrighty. Very good. Richard, did that generally answer your question?
Yes, Gordon, thank you very much. I didn't know this was a networked kind of system, so that explains a lot. If that's nationwide, that sounds like a splendid something for me to try out.
A lot of fun. No question about it. Alrighty. Anybody else have any questions or comments for the next?
K2TRW.
Kai, go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want to clarify, I believe, adding on Jim's point, that this is a worldwide network. If you ever listen to DMR on Saturday mornings in this area, you'll hear a lot of contacts from Europe making contacts with the U.S. And pretty much that lasts throughout the day, both Saturday and Sunday. It's not uncommon to hear contacts all the way out to South Africa. Back to that.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Alrighty. Anybody else have anything?
Enter JDH has something.
Andre.
Okay. K2BAR is into JDH. I know a couple of weeks back I was talking about connecting my radio to a mixer. And I just wanted to give a quick update about it. I was able to make a contact, and the audio was so much better. But what I wanted to talk about was I changed the cables. I started using the RG cable as an audio cable, and the audio was so much louder. And couldn't find an answer about it, but it occurred to me that using the coax actually does produce a better audio signal. I'm not sure if anybody else has ever experienced that, but I found it very interesting. Back to that.
Okay, very good. Anybody else want to check into the net? Okay. Very, very good. Well, I don't get as much use out of my DMR radio as I'd like, and it's my own damn fault, frankly. But over the next couple of months, we'll get things a little more organized around here and get an antenna ready to rock and roll, and one that I can dedicate to the purpose. So that should help a lot. Anyway, it's quite an interesting protocol, and another one of the digital options that are available in amateur radio. One thing I do want to point out is that it is also capable of something that our good friends in D-Star land absolutely forgot. And that is that it can resync. In other words, it can you lose synchronization in D-Star, you are totally toast until you unkey and rekey up. DMR will resync, and that's just a happy thing. So, you know, if you have a momentary glitch and lose some data, you won't just produce endless drivel of R2-D2. So anyway, let's see what else is going on. Anybody have any questions or comments about the upcoming VHF contest or field day? Okay. Just do want to point out that Barra has their field day coming up. I think they're doing it up at Creskill or closer again. And they have a pretty active plan. There'll be some discussions this weekend, not just for field day, but also for VHF contest, which is a week from this Saturday, at Sunday's Barra meeting. Also, I think Fairlawn will be discussing their field day plans on Friday night at the Fairlawn Club at the Fairlawn Community Center on Friday night. And of course, the Barra meeting, the Fairlawn meeting is at 7:30, although the doors open at 6. The Barra meeting is at the Washington Township Hall in the senior room at 7:30 as well, but the doors open there but a little before 7. So look forward to seeing some folks on Sunday for that. Definitely looking for some operators for VHF contest as well as for field day. So should be fun. Anyway, anybody know of any other clubs that are planning field day and that you're participating, you're planning to participate with? Okay. I guess either people aren't participating in field day or they're participating with one of those two clubs. Alrighty. Should be loads of fun. One thing nice about field day in particular is the food's good, the socialization's good, you learn new things, and you have a lot of fun doing it. So hopefully that will keep everybody happy. Alright, anything else for the net? Okay, just a quick point. I want to thank Don for running that 2 weeks ago. Sorry there was no net last week, but feel free to step up and operate the net if I'm not here. There are Thursday nights I just can't do it, and sometimes it's a bit dynamic, so I apologize. But hopefully it's all good for y'all, and kind of a short net tonight, but, you know, if anyone has any additional topics, we'll take it now, otherwise we'll secure. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody for their participation tonight, and look forward to seeing you on the bands during the week. Keep in mind that we also have the ComTech group, Charlie Oscar Mike, Tango Echo Charlie Hotel, Golf Romeo Oscar Uniform Papa, ComTech group, yahoogroups.com, so feel free to participate in that as well, and you know, gets you involved. Anyway, God bless everyone and have a nice evening. This is KTBAR W2TTT off of Clear 73.
W2TU.